This podcast is made possible by the generous contributions from listeners just like you. If you have the means and you'd like to contribute, click on the link in the show description to go to my supporter page. Once you're there, it's completely up to you how much you'd like to give. There's no minimum and no maximum and no ongoing charges. Enjoy this episode and thanks for listening to the Saturday Quiz.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi there. Welcome to the Saturday Quiz, the weekly podcast where I, John Leary, ask the questions from the quiz in the Saturday paper and a different couple of guests each week attempt to answer them. The guests taking on the challenge this week are two lovely humans. One is an actor known for her roles in Doctor Doctor and as the wonderfully nutty Aunt Elizabeth in the TV series The Great. And the other is the Academy Award-nominated and BAFTA-winning writer of The Favourite and Golden Globe-nominated creator and writer of The Great, Belinda Bromlow and Tony McNamara. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Thanks, Johnny. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, great. It's so nice to have you both.
Thanks very much. This is our date night.
Yeah.
So
excellent. Good.
We're glad to be here.
That's true.
Thanks for coming. Sort of weird, but...
Yeah.
You know.
We might just stop and talk about our kids for a while in the middle of it.
Now, Tony, I'm sure you've been asked this before, but what's with you and royalty?
I think I have been asked before and I'm not exactly sure.
You still don't have a good answer for that one?
I mean, I guess I like...
Princess Di. You liked her.
Yeah, I did like her. But I like the stakes of that world, and I feel like it's a genre that was a bit ripe for a bit of a relook at how to do it. So I guess those things are why I liked it.
Yeah, nice. All right. And do either of you, do you think, have a area of expertise in the quiz?
Oh, okay. I would say, well, I mean, I have things I like. I don't know if I know anything about them. But I'm interested in them.
And what are they?
Plants, flowers, bees, people. I think my technique's going to be confidence and just say it with confidence.
Excellent. It's a good technique. It's tried and true.
Yeah. That's pretty much how I just go through life. Just say it with confidence and people
say
just literally
confidence.
Just, yeah, they tend to believe you even though what you're saying is often rubbish.
That's true.
Brilliant. All right. Well, let's see if you can confidently say the answer to question number one. It's a nice 50-50 for you. It's true or false?
Great.
True or false? It's great.
George W. Bush is the only living former Republican president of the United States.
False. Okay. Hang on. Huh. Only living former Republican president. Oh, no. George W. Bush, the young guy? I mean, he's not young, but, like, not the other Bush.
I'm just going to say false again.
Yeah, I'll say false. I said false first.
So you don't think he's the only living former Republican president?
That is correct.
No, we don't.
Oh, his dad. Okay. Oh. I keep thinking his dad's alive. He died.
His dad did die.
Yeah. Well, that's why I was trying to ascertain whether he was the young.
Oh, well, okay. I'm going to say true all of a sudden.
Well, hang on a minute. Are there any others?
I think you should say true.
I'm going to say true.
Yeah, I'm going to say true too.
Yeah.
It is true. I'm afraid I probably can't really give that to you because you were so confident in saying false. But yes, George H.W. Bush, his father, died in 2018.
Yeah.
Yeah, the even older one.
I was asleep a lot in 2018.
I'll give you a chance to win it back if you can name the other living presidents.
Bill Clinton, Barack Obama.
Current or
George
past?
George W.
George W. What about Reagan's dead? Is he dead?
Yes.
Yeah, he's dead.
Reagan's very much dead. Okay. But there is one more.
Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter is the right answer. Well done. There you go. You get that point.
Okay. So we lost the actual point, but we got a bonus point.
Right. On a much harder
exactly.
question.
Exactly.
Much harder question.
Okay. Question number two. What part of the body does a chiropodist treat?
Oh, your back. Or your bones.
Your feet.
Your back.
Your feet.
Oh, hang on.
Your feet.
Chiropodist.
That is what I said.
Okay, the bones of your feet. Your feet.
The feet is all I need there. Well done.
This is
I
great.
Think Tony said feet quite early.
It's true, it's true.
All right, question number three. Walloons are an ethnic group native to which country?
The Netherlands.
Oh, you're close.
I am close.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Belgian.
Belgium.
Belgium. Belgium is the right answer.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
Good one.
But they're the French-speaking people of Belgium.
French-speaking?
Or they're more closely aligned with the French-speaking.
Walloons.
Parts. Walloons with an N at the end.
Where does that come from? That word.
Good question. Well, there's an area in Belgium called Wallonia.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, come on.
Now, I looked up, I tried to find any famous Walloons. And the best I could do was Adolf Sax, the inventor of the saxophone.
Well, hey, that's not bad.
Sure.
He was popular in the 80s.
Yes. Yes. Even though he died in 1894.
Yeah, but I mean his legacy.
She meant the 1880s. She meant he was popular in the 1880s.
He may have been popular then as well. And then a century later.
Back when Adolf was a good name.
Yeah, that fell out of fashion.
A little like the saxophone.
Exactly.
Hmm.
Every jazz lover is dissing Belinda right now.
I don't think now. I think any jazz. I think any jazz lover worth their money in jazz loving would not love the saxophone. There are many more things to love than the saxophone if you're talking jazz.
Question number four. Oh, Mr. Hart, what a mess.
Oh, yes.
Was used in a TV advertising campaign.
Yes.
For?
Carpet cleaner.
Yes. Now, you've got a multiple choice here. Was it A, Scotch Guard?
No.
B, Stainmaster Carpet? Or C, Godfrey's?
Oh, shit. C. It's not Scotch Guard, I don't think, because they're kind of classy. I mean, not that this ad wasn't classy in its way. What were my other... Godfrey's? I don't think so. I didn't even know about Godfrey's. I think it's the middle one.
Stainmaster.
Correct.
Stainmaster Carpet.
I don't know. No, I'm out entirely.
Godfrey's is the vacuum cleaner shop.
Uh-oh.
Shop.
Just so that you know exactly things.
I'm going to go with the actual carpet thing.
Trust your gut.
Lock in Stainmaster Carpet. You are correct.
Yes.
Well done.
Turns out that was my area of expertise. I didn't even know.
Commercials from the 80s and 90s?
Carpet commercials from the 80s and 90s. I found my calling.
Yes, and that Mr. Hart, of course, was Pro Hart.
Yes.
Oh, yes, yeah. I remember it now.
Do you remember now?
Yeah.
Do you remember what the painting was that he did on the carpet?
Dragonfly.
Very well done.
And I think there was whipped cream.
There was whipped cream. There was spaghetti.
Oh, yes.
There was all sorts of...
Yeah.
Do you know what the Pro Hart's real name was?
Pro
was a nickname, and that was actually short for professor.
Oh. Was he a professor?
He wasn't a professor, but he got that when he was a young inventor before he was an artist.
And people liked his
What was thinking. His real name?
Kevin.
Get out.
It's true. Kevin Hart.
I can see why he ran with Pro Hart.
Much better name, isn't it?
You know, as a sort of gives you an air of, you know, something.
Yeah.
All right, we're up to question number five. What is the Duchess of Cambridge's maiden name?
Oh, wow. So, royals.
The royal watcher.
I'll defer to you.
You've got to be joking.
You're only down with ye olde royals, though, aren't you?
Only.
Okay.
Exactly.
Cambridge.
Duchess of Cambridge.
So who is she to begin with?
I think she's William's wife.
Oh, as in Kate Middleton.
As in Kate Middleton, that's correct.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was way easier and kind of boring.
Oh, well, sorry. Well, yeah.
Right, that was good.
I don't know. I thought it was going to require a bit of, you know, delving.
No, it was just working out which one was which. So, yes, Catherine, Duchess of Cambridge. popularly known as Kate Middleton.
Who I have met. I'll just say that.
Oh, you've met?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
She might not recall it, but...
I'm sure she does, darling. I'm sure she does.
Not at all. No, after the BAFTAs, all the BAFTA people, all the favourite people and all the other people, like the winner people, they came back. You wait on stage afterwards and then... William and Kate came and said hi to us all.
What'd she
say? And they walked along, and said hi.
Did she say...
Shook hands.
Hello, you. Clever writer. So what did she say?
I can't even remember. She said, I mean, I was...
I think what you do is valid.
Yeah, she said that. She said... I think
so. Well, our friend met the Queen, and she said to our friend, who's a production designer... I think what you do is valid. And she was like, oh, thank you. Thank you.
I think what you do is valid.
I think what you do is also valid.
Or is it? Actually, no.
Yeah. Or perhaps not.
Yeah, not valid at all. I've got a question, actually. Another question. Do you know what the Meghan Markle's the Duchess of?
Canada.
Beverly Hills.
TV. TV.
Kensington?
No, they're the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. And what about this? Do you know who the Duke of Lancaster is?
That would be...
Hmm.
I mean, who's that guy?
Tall person.
Like...
Hair. Tall guy, hair.
Do you become a Duke even if you're not... Like, if you marry in?
Duke of Lancaster.
So could he be, Beatrice's... Dude?
Yeah, he could be, except it's a bit of a trick question because the Duke of Lancaster...
Is a woman.
...is the Queen.
What the...
Ah, there you go.
What? That's kind of cool, being a Duke and a Duchess, although I guess she's not.
And a Queen.
And a Queen.
I mean, nothing really tops being a Queen.
No, that's the best. Duke's pretty cool. I would love that. How do I be a Duke? How do I get to be a Duke?
Marry well. Too late.
Marry well.
Yeah. Damn.
Messed that up.
All right, that was question number 5. We're going to take a little break and we'll be right back.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Thanks for coming back. I'm with Belinda Bromelow and Tony McNamara, and we're up to question number 6. And question number 6 is a sports question.
Oh, dear.
How are you both with... tennis.
Oh, tennis? Not that good.
Can you find a friend?
No, I'm afraid you can't. You can't find a friend. All right, here we go. Question number 6. Who was Novak Djokovic playing when he was defaulted from the 2020 US Open? Happened just the other day.
Indeed, it did happen.
Yes. Do you remember what happened?
He hit the ball and hit the lineswoman in the throat.
Really?
Yeah, and she fell to the ground, and then they defaulted him for bad ball use.
Yeah.
That's not the technical term, but they have another term.
But bad ball use is a pretty good...
Misuse of ball.
Yeah.
Misuse
of balls.
I feel like some French guy. Oh. Was it a French guy?
Not quite French, more Spanish.
More Spanish.
Oh, the guy with the...
Not Rafael Nadal.
That guy?
No, it wasn't a, it's not someone, I don't think it's someone that you're going to know, really.
Oh, okay. Pierre?
No, Spanish.
Oh, Spanish. Spanish.
You're close. PCB are his initials.
Pedro?
No, the other Spanish name.
Paolo?
Pablo?
This is terrible.
Yeah, this is terrible. All right, I'm going to tell you. Pablo Carreño Busta.
We weren't getting that.
No, Buster. Did you say Buster?
Buster, yeah.
Great name.
Yeah, B-U-S-T-A.
So what did happen? Did he hit someone in the throat?
That's exactly what happened. Tony didn't make that up.
No. Here I was, thinking he was coming up with A fabulous story, as he so often want to do, and he was actually just telling the truth.
Sometimes the truth is stranger than fiction.
Exactly.
It's true. It really endowed you with a lot of...
You really thought I'd think up things.
I really did. Oh, did bunk it.
You were like, he's thinking up things again. Look at him. But I wasn't.
All right, question number 7. George Orwell's first full-length work was Down and Out in where?
Paris.
Paris and London.
Yeah. Down and Out in Paris and London.
You don't want to eat in a Paris restaurant after you read that book.
Really?
Oh, yeah. The chefs lick plates and it's like all... I mean, I do want to eat in a Paris restaurant, so I don't even care that the chefs lick the plate or whatever. Or lick the steak. Anyway, he's got all these amazing... It's a really good book.
Hmm.
That's why he's incredibly famous.
And he's not that famous for that book, is he?
He's still famous for that book.
That was kind of his, you know, breakout.
It's his breakout hit.
But there is a bonus point here for naming his final book.
Oh, his final book.
Which is more of a famous-y one.
Animal Farm.
No. The other famous one.
1984
is the right answer.
That seemed too obvious.
Yeah.
In the way that obvious things first. Are obviously obvious for a reason.
I just kept thinking of Aldous Huxley, so I was in a different...
You're in another world.
I was in another world. I was like, brave new world, just off on my own tangent.
Yeah, wrong writer. Yeah, it was Down and Out in Paris and London and not Down and Out in Beverly Hills, as I had hoped that you might have said, which was a Nick Nolte, Bette Midler and Richard Dreyfuss movie, which was, oddly enough, based on a French play.
Down and Out in... Beverly Hills?
In Beverly Hills, yeah. It was based on Boudou Soivé des Eaux. My French is terrible.
Really?
Which is
really?
Boudou saved from drowning.
I was like, is Emmanuel Macron in the room? What happened? Wow.
That's outrageous. You're not allowed to insult me on my own podcast.
You said it beautifully, Johnny.
Yeah.
I thought I was in Paris.
See, she's insulting you as well.
Eating now off licked plates.
Exactly.
All right, question number 8. This will get you. In computing...
Oh, God.
Come on.
What does HTTP stand for?
Oh, that's an even easy one. That's an easy one we should know. It's the bit at the www bit.
Yeah.
Hello. Tiny
tall people.
Toad.
Hello, tiny tall people.
Hello, tiny toad. Pardon? That's the toad answering in French, you, of course, would be familiar with. Okay, I don't think it's that.
It may as well be that.
It may as well be. No, come on. We've got to.
Are you kidding me? It's like,
we've got to try.
Okay, which one do you want to know? I'll tell you one of the letters and you can build from there. Which one do you want to know?
The first one.
Okay, the first one is... Well, actually, good choice, because the first word is two letters. It's hypertext.
Okay.
So HT...
Hypertext...
Text.
Banner. Okay.
Two...
Hypertext...
Pets.
Do you know what it does?
No.
Well, it's like...
it's like an address.
It is like an address. It's like...
Hypertext.
It's...
To the people.
No, I don't know if you're ever going to get...
I mean, how long's the show? Could you give us an hour on this? Like, at least
now,
about an
what
hour
about,
and we
what about if... Focus on the P.
Yes.
And that has to do with rules and things.
Paradigm.
Procedure.
Oh.
Protocols.
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 Hypertext.
And what it's doing is it's taking it from one from your
transfer,
computer to
hypertext transfer protocol
is exactly the right answer.
Linda, you've done it again.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't even have to help me. I just got there on my own.
You really did.
That's what was so amazing about it. I knew if I just worked at it, I could get there.
Yeah,
completely on my own.
I mean, it's a long way from hello tiny turtle.
Hello tiny toad. Pardon.
Yeah.
But I got there in the end, so that's good. I'm so pleased with myself.
Yeah.
Well done. All right, question number 9. Australian Chris Ellison recently became a billionaire after making his fortune in which industry?
Billionaire.
Yes, recently, and only in a matter of weeks ago did he become a billionaire.
Yeah. I read about this and then I decided I had too much in my head. I was like, I don't need to remember that.
So it's nothing enjoyable. Like, it's nothing kind of like, oh, toilet paper. Or, you know, it's nothing sort of like, oh, wow, who would have thought you could become a billionaire from toilet paper?
No, it's something very sort of obvious. Like, how do you become an Australian billionaire?
Mining.
Mining is the right answer.
Gross.
And he became a billionaire because the price of iron ore recently skyrocketed.
Oh, well, good on him. Because what talents it takes to make iron ore a rocket.
All right, we're up to the last question.
Gosh.
I feel sad.
I feel sad too.
All good things must come to an end. Question number 10. Which Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle wears a blue mask?
Wow.
I hate them so much.
Oh, do you?
Oh, I never liked them. And I never understood them. And
yeah, because they're so complicated.
No, they're just sort of, well, they are actually. If you've watched Hannah Gadsby's thing, she does a whole thing on them.
She does do a whole thing on that. So, yeah,
that really spoke to me. I was like, yeah, I thought that was stupid too.
But she thinks they're stupid for a very particular reason.
Which is one of them is not even from the era, right?
Yeah, the High Renaissance.
Yeah. So I reckon it's Donatello.
That's the one that's not from the... That's the one that's in Hannah Gadsby's thing, bit.
And that's why I think he's wearing a blue thing. But, yeah, but you're incorrect. But now I've thought a bit further on it.
What? And not while reading your facial expression at all, or you're about to announce it was wrong.
So it's definitely not. No, I just changed my mind on a whim. It's definitely not Donatello. Okay, so
what are the other three called?
Is a Michelangelo.
Is there a Dante?
No. Michelangelo.
Is there an Archimedes?
No.
I should watch this.
No, they're all named after artists of the Renaissance.
I see.
I might have to say Michelangelo because
that's the only other one you can remember.
Correct. Hang on.
That is also incorrect.
Oh, also not correct. You did a tricky face thing.
No, Michelangelo wears a red mask. Donatello, you've already said Donatello. He wears a purple mask.
Oh, God. I didn't even know there was a purple mask. Red, purple. Surely there's a green one. No, because they're green.
No, they're green.
Oh, so that wouldn't work. Yellow.
Yellow is worn by another one.
Da Vinci.
No, but what's Da Vinci's
first
name?
Oh, he's the one. He's the one I was thinking of saying in answer to your question. Huh? Leonardo.
Leonardo. He wears a blue mask.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, and the other one was Raphael.
Raphael. What colour's his mask?
Yellow.
That's
the only one.
Oh, he's the yellow
one.
That's
the only thing left.
That was the final question of the quiz.
That was sort of disappointing. I mean, I know you don't write the quiz, but just to end on that one.
Yeah, well, sorry.
A little underwhelming.
It's okay.
We're going to take one more break and we'll be right back.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There you go. Thanks, guys. Thanks for doing the quiz.
Thanks very much, Johnny. What was our final score?
Oh, I don't actually keep a score.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. It's not about the score. It's about just finding the right answers eventually.
It's the journey.
Yeah.
It's the journey, not the destination.
But very quickly, I mean, you got foot. You eventually got Belgium. I reckon I'd give you that. You're quick onto Stainmaster Carpet. You knew Middleton.
Oh, yeah.
You had no idea what the tennis player's name was.
No.
But Paris and London?
Got that.
Yeah.
And Hypertext Transfer Protocol.
That was a shoo-in.
Yeah, I think you could give us...
I had it before you even finished the...
0.001% of that.
Indeed. But thanks, guys. It was... It was a real treat to have you on.
Yeah, likewise. It was great. Thanks for joining our date night.
Yeah, thanks, Johnny.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. And good luck at the Emmys,
Tony. Oh, thank you. Yes. Fingers crossed, as they say.
That was the Saturday quiz. How many did you get right? I should, of course, apologise. I got the colours of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles wrong. Raphael is the one that wears the red mask. Michelangelo wears an orange mask. And none of them wear yellow. That'd be ridiculous. As ever, you can find the quiz in the Saturday paper. It is written by Cindy McDonald. This podcast is mixed by Atticus Basto. Our editor-in-chief is Eric Jensen. My name is John Leary. And I'll have more questions for you same time next week.